Well, just being down the coast to have a little look around, get a breath of fresh air. This is what I want to show you. Now, go remember, you see, that there, right, you see the three masts? Right, the big one, that's a 5G weapon, all right, massive weapon system. The rest telecommunications, all right. Look at the tells round here. Look, you see there's another mast there? Now, the larger one, that's a directional weapon system, massive power output. It's got a massive kill range, and it's quite interesting that it's here. But also what I want people to take into consideration, you see the LED lights that the councils have fitted? These bankrupt councils, where are they getting the money from to put this toxic technology? I mean, I know they're thick. I know they're pretty dim. We showed that in the court when we're up against gated council. They are pretty dim. But those LED light systems are biologically toxic, so they kill all the pollinators. You know, this is the plan. Yeah, this is the plan. And we're seeing those LEDs absolutely all over. So we're seeing LEDs, the 450 nanometers, the blue phosphor coated ones, that have a pulse modulated frequency that kills all the pollinators. That's why there isn't any pollinators flying around them at night. You know, in the summer nights when you used to see pollinators flying around these LEDs, they're dead. That's an environmental crime. It's a criminal enterprise. See, local authorities basically have to carry out public consultation, environmental impact, health impact analysis, and obviously human rights implications of the installation of technology that's extremely toxic, untested, unregulated. What's really interesting, it's uninsurable. That is malfeasance in a public office, because local councils have been warned by Public Health England in 2016 for putting these blue pulse modulated LEDs in the cityscapes, and they just weren't listening, because those chief executives, obviously, I don't know whether they were getting bunged up by the Chinese or whoever was paying them to put this Chinese technology up. I mean, I know it comes stamped, it's made in Germany, and places say, oh, it's made in factories in Shenzhen and Guangdong. All right, that's where it comes from. So we've got local authorities spending tens of millions of pounds on technologies that, number one, they don't understand. Number two, they fit illegally. It's uninsurable for harm to humans, but it's an environmental toxic light radiation emission. So this is just to confirm how dumb these councils are, right? How dumb they are, and how illegal they will act. Because what they're definitely not doing is upholding the law, because the law is pretty straightforward. Public consultation, environmental and health impact analysis has not been carried out in any of these technological players by your local authority. It's bizarre. And that shows there's something extremely untoward, because you would have thought at least one person within the executive branch or the management in these organisations would have spoken out about the illegal fitments on the top of these streetlights. I mean, these are the ones on the top of here, Mayflower. They've got a 3,300 watt relay, and they've got directional antenna systems on some of them. Some that don't, some that do. But if you look, there's thousands and thousands of these transmitters on the top of these lights all over, which just increases the toxicity to the environment and any birds, anything sitting on the top. Now, here's another weapon. See that? That's a Huawei Chinese weapon. They're the ones that Johnson is saying he wants rid of by 2025. They've just put them in. So they've just put that one in, and they want rid of it. He said he wants rid of it by 2025, but well, by 2025, it'll be too late. It'll be too late. That there is a direct energy weapon. I can tell by the antenna design, they're directional energy weapon emitters. All right, that's all they are. But look at the vast infrastructure that these councils, even during lockdown, stay home, keep your eyes shut, don't let us see we fit this technology while you are all locked up in your homes. Is that what's happening at the NHS? Because that's a total fraud as well.